Welcome to Weird Weekly News. It is September the 5th, 2016. Weird Weekly News is sponsored by the Boy Love News Channel and ATN, and we thank you for being a part of Weird Weekly News. We start out our news story today with a rather sad story. Authorities in central Minnesota have announced Saturday that they found the remains of a boy abducted 27 years ago. Finally, these remains have been found. Actually, authorities had been talking by a man by the name of David Heinrich, who is 52, and he led them to where the body had been buried. The young man had been abducted by David years ago, it seems, at gunpoint. He and three other boys had been riding their bikes near a field there in Michigan when they were made to lay down face down, and the man asked each of them how old they were. Finally, he told the other two to run off and not to turn around, and he grabbed the one boy and took him with him. No other information has been let out so far, only the fact that the young man's body has been identified as being that of the boy that had been abducted 27 years ago. This is a sad story to start our news out with, and one of the most awful things about people who really are who we consider the pariah of the world. Now, these are the guys that people should be afraid of. Anyone that would take a child and kill a child is an awful person. And definitely, that is a predator. That is somebody we need to watch out for. That is not what the BL community is all about. It's called the BL community, the Boy Love community. We have no intentions of hurting a child, damaging a child, doing anything like that. We just care about children all over the world. Things like this, they really disparage the community at large and make us look bad. We really need to watch what goes on in the world around us, guys. It happens so frequently. This is a huge part of the news, and you watch in this cycle, this particular news will bring more law, more authority, bring more judgment down on those of us who would never do anything like that. Yet, it's so simple for them to make up laws to make us look to be the awful ones and not people like this who are okay with killing a child. That makes no sense to those that are really BLs. Now, moving on in news, let's find something a little less bad news. A 5-year-old boy offered his school medal to Michael Corlin. Michael Corlin was a boxer that had been denied an entrance into the Olympic medals by some controversial judging. So finally, he found somebody to send him a medal. Little 5-year-old Michael sent him a letter, and this is what he sent to him. He says, "My name is Michael, Mr. Finn." He says that basically, "I was 5 years old, and I saw your boxing in Rio, and you should have won because you are the best boxer in the world. I want you to have my school medal because you are a winner. I hope you like it. From Finn." What a sweet thing for a 5-year-old boy to send a medal to a man who was a boxing hero in his eyes. And this young man now is going to get to meet Michael Corlin, a boxer for the United States, wanted to get into the Olympics but did not quite make it. But this 5-year-old boy's Olympic medal in his heart, his little school gold medal, was sent to a person that was his hero, and his hero has found the time to set aside for this boy. I just thought that was a great story. Very, very heartwarming. Boys can be the most wonderful things, guys. They certainly can. They can touch our hearts in so many ways and really make a huge, huge difference. Moving on, in a UK Independent story about this man by the name of Thomas Hamilton. He lived as a lone, what they called madman, in what they described as a Lee Harvey Oswald world. He was an obsessive misfit who bottled up his paranoid resentment until he was ready to just destroy himself and all others were around him. One boy, who was ordered to strip and run around in swimming trunks in his house, laughed at him behind his box and called him Mr. Creepy. The scores of adults he knew recognized his weirdness and nicknamed him Spock. for his podgy face and his insulating voice, and really it said that he made their flesh crawl. They said some terrible things about this man. Basically, he had been working with boys' camps for 25 years, and the people kind of knew about him, but they pretty much avoided him. They didn't want to have anything to do with him. Even some of the people said, residents said, you could look through the windows of his house and see pictures of boys in swimming trunks covering the walls of his house, and some of them painted portraits of boys in swimming trunks. This was something very common for this man, and yet some people thought of him as a quiet and well-dressed and just kind of a soft-spoken person. And yet, what was found out later is that he killed up to 16 people, children, and their teachers. And he may have killed at least 12 more children. They're not real sure. What a deranged person. Persons like this, now these are, as we were talking at the top of the hour, these are the predators of the world. People that will go out and murder people. Those that will go out and damage people's lives. Those that will destroy what we think and take precious. A family. Those that are around us we should care about. For people like that, that are so willing to kill people, that just, I don't understand that. I'm sorry, I just cannot comprehend that. And yet, for people to consider us to be the predators, it makes no sense, guys. It truly does. But you've got to remember, in our world, we are looked at in that way. Therefore, we need to be careful. Everything we do, let's judge it and make sure that we do our best of our ability, things that won't put us in judgment's sake, that people can't look at us and say, yeah, he's doing this, and the reason he's doing this is because he's another one of those predators, people that need to be careful of. It's insane. It really is. Moving on in news, there's actually a report that came out recently on the Fusion Network talking about why there are so many queer and trans kids in the criminal justice system. Basically, what it's talking about now, that 20% of the young people that are in the juvenile criminal justice system have been identified as either lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, or gender non-conforming, according to a report. Basically talking about those children that fall into this category of being in the criminal justice system seem to be amongst that particular group. Their sexual orientation is what they're trying to identify to make them a criminal. What makes them okay with being a criminal? 20% of those that are in the system are considered either those things or having a deviant, as some people call it, sexual nature. It's actually pretty sad when you think about it that the LGBT community is being referenced as being a reason for some of these kids to fall on a bad path and for them to end up in the juvenile justice system. Here's another thing of what we call our slippery slope. Let's see if we can find a reason to find somebody's fault and make it to be the reason we put people and criminals away because of their desires that's inherent in a person when they're born. It's insane, but that's what's out there, guys. It's all over the world. We must be careful and always watch. Moving on in news, North Carolina now has a new sex offender law, which the last one was considered unjust and unconstitutional. A new sex offender law took effect on Thursday, restricting sex offenders, their freedom of movement, and their association by barring them from libraries, recreational parks, pools, and fairs. Now think about that, county fairs. The law is designed to replace the previous measure that a federal court ruled unconstitutional in April. This will do nothing to stop sex crimes while it continues to isolate, penalize, and ostracize fully rehabilitized offenders who are attempting to rejoin society, have a little normality in your life, be able to walk through a park. Think about that. Just to walk through a park, you'd be violating your parole. You would be put back in jail for doing no more than getting outside, getting fresh air. What an awful thing. But that's how people are doing. In North Carolina, they just want to make sure that all you do is sit in your little house, in your little room, And if you just die, well, that's okay. We really care less as long as you don't go out and actually do something. My fucking God. That's what we're determining in, isn't it? This world has become more and more of an insulator, being so afraid somebody might speak to a child. Somebody might accidentally smile. Oh my God, what is this world coming to? It seems that we want to do so much to protect ourselves. We're willing to give away our freedoms, our very freedoms, for a little bit of protection. It's insane, but that's what's going on in this world today. So in North Carolina, they've established a new law for those under the sex offender guidance. You cannot go to these places without getting penalized, perhaps putting back in jail, certainly more ostracization, and it will continue. It's going to keep up, guys. Don't forget, it is going to keep up. Moving on in news, I thought this was kind of a cool story. A little boy has banned his mom from coming to bedtime with him. In fact, he sent his mom this really, really sweet note, basically because he was upset with his mom. So here's what he says. Mommy, don't come read with me. I am mad at you. I will tuck my own self in. Sincerely, Owen. What a sweet little story. Basically, he'd banned his mom from coming tucking him in at night because he's mad at his mom. He's mad at his mom for not letting him get his way. So he basically says, I'm mad at you, and I will tuck my own self in. What an interesting child. You know, this boy's going to grow up to be trouble. Perhaps a young man like this might grow up to actually get into government. Oh, my God, not another Trump. What in the world are we going to do? I thought it was a sweet story. I hope you did, too. I like good stories. There's enough bad in this world, so I do like good stories. Moving on, another news story. A boy, Bryce, buys sandwiches for a police department using his own hard-earned allowance. The boy might be small, but he's 5 years old. He recently used his allowance money, which he earned doing chores, to give back to his New Jersey community. He performed a number of good deeds around the township on August 24th, and he bought lunch for all the local police officers. Accompanied by a few family members, he walked into the township police office and delivered sandwiches, drinks, and snacks from Subway. He even brought along a fruit balloon, a few balloons, to provide for the police officers there. The young man wanted to give back to the community, and he didn't know what to do, but he thought it would be a nice thing to do something like this, to give back. What a great thing in the mind of a child, you know? In the mind of a child. Isn't that the most wonderful thing? I love that story. What a great story about a child that gave back. Next story coming up was really a very heart-moving one to me. Barcelona youth team. Actually, in Barcelona, Spain, this Barcelona youth soccer team ended up consoling the crying Japanese opponents. This Barcelona youth soccer team, under 12 years old, was the favorite to beat all the teams at this tournament. But this soccer team from Japan was from tremendous, actually really, really good players. But the Barcelona team won. And when they won, they were celebrating. Well, the kids from Japan were all across the field, were on their knees crying. I mean, really, really crying. Every one of the Barcelona team went up to one of the boys. They grabbed the other boys, hugged them, grabbed them, picked them up, and carried them around to celebrate the win. They would not let these other kids feel bad for losing. What a wonderful thing. Now, this is what the kids should be like. These boys took the time to go out and share the win with their opponents. Even though they had just won, they did not want the opponents to feel bad. They cared so much. I thought it was such a touching thing when I saw one of the young boys lean down, hug and give the other boy a little kiss on the cheek, and bring him to his knees and said, look, man, let's go celebrate. It's such a great thing to see boys care about each other. Isn't that the most wonderful thing in the world, guys? Isn't that the thing that we enjoy about the fact that the boys have such life in them? That's what makes it wonderful to me. That's why we are BLs. We enjoy to see the life, the wonder in a child's eyes. Seeing through their eyes, we see the world in a very special place. In my mind, that is what makes being a BL So, very, very special. And finally, moving into my editorial week, this week I read an article that more than 2,000 children this year will be reported for sending indecent images. Most of them send them along in things, several different file sharing things that they do amongst each other. Recently, a 14-year-old boy was added to the database for he sent a naked image of himself to a school friend on a thing called Snapchat. Many of you may know what that is, maybe you may not. Most parents aren't even aware that their kids are sharing naked images of themselves to other children. Now, when we were growing up, we never did things like this. I can remember some of the most silly things we did was to draw things that were just absolutely ridiculous in their size and their scope. We made fun of things like this. It was not anything that we could do that was this elaborate. We didn't have cell phones that could take pictures and do video and things like that. But nowadays it's coming more and more commonplace for juveniles all the way down to, I've seen them young, 12, 13 years old that they've been reported on, taking pictures of themselves that were improper and sending them to other kids. This is happening with regularity. I'm not real sure what your opinion is of this. And in this editorial, I'm not trying to set the standard. I'm not trying to say this is right and this is wrong. But there are things we have to recognize. This is what I am saying in the editorial. Everything you do online, everything you do will be recorded. And it's going to be there forever. Forever. I say that because I had a good friend of mine recently get in trouble. And the reason he got in trouble was something he wrote years ago. They took that and put it and presented it against him in a case that they had against him. And they said, well, now, wait a second. You used to write this, 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 and this. Do you still believe that? And, of course, he had to admit, yeah, I do. That got him in trouble. What you say, what you do, it has value. It means something. When you do something, no matter how innocent it may seem to you at the moment, it will live with you. I have many regrets of things I've said to people that I really shouldn't have said. Many times I've been rude or I've been absolutely uncaring about another person's feelings. And I just cannot believe that I was so hard-headed, that I was so stubborn, that I was so stupid, that I could not recognize that what I said had meaning, had a feeling behind it. Sometimes, even when we talk to each other, one thing about being BLs seem to like to argue. They like to argue over the silliest of things. We have got to stop doing that. We need to support one another. Remember, gentlemen, whatever you say, if you put it online, you may put it on anonymously. It's there. It will be there. It's going to be there for a long, long time, if not forever. So what you say, how you act, how you react, it will be there. Don't forget that when you type something. Let's just say somebody made a comment you don't agree with. You don't have to blast the person. The person has the right to have an opinion, just like you have a right to have an opinion. But don't blast the person. You might blast the opinion, but not the person. It's very important that we do the same with children. If you know young people around you, remind them when they post pictures of themselves, those pictures are there. They'll be there forever. When they go out to get a job, when they go to do things later on in life, those pictures still will be around. Do you really want to publish something that's that personal, that's something that will be with them forever? And this has been Weird Weekly News. I've been your host, DJ Gorf. Appreciate you being a part of the news program. Remember, our news is sponsored by the Boy Love News Channel and ATN. Thank you again for listening in. If you should have any articles or any information you would like us to add to the news shows, please send me an email on the Weird website. We certainly will be glad to do so. Again, have a great week. Weird Weekly News on September the 5th, 2016.